point.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's playing.
Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman.
Because I don't see you. I don't see anybody yet.
Whoa, I'm there. Something just happened. Yeah. Are there still?
I don't see you on the switchboard.
For a second I was. I heard myself.
Damn. I'll just play the intro again.
There you go.
I don't see him yet.
We won't be lost without you, young lady. I don't know. You guys got me way too tight.
I have to go vote for the new chief so we don't get the long ones in the first 2 seconds.
Don't forget to vote, too.
Yes, gotcha. I'm muted. I have myself.
Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Low Down and Dirty. I'm your host, Joe Adams, along with Brian Whippy Whitman. We'd like to welcome here to this relatively new internet radio program here. Just to brief you as to what's happening here, we're going to talk about all things dirt-related, from quarter-midget racing to 410 sprint cars and everything in between. If you feel as though you need to call in and ask some questions, certainly feel free to do so. And I'm now going to turn the microphone over to my buddy Brian Whippy Whitman and let him introduce himself tonight as well.
Yo, what's up, folks? It's Whippy here. I got, like, feedback.
Yeah, I got a little bit, too.
It's
yes,
a test.
There.
So we're just giving this a shot. Appreciate you cooperating with us here. A few glitches going on, but this is a new show. New show, old name, Low Down and Dirty. Coming back. So we'll see what happens. Just bear with us. We're first tester here. So we'll get it. We'll get all the glitches out before we announce our big adventure here.
We also have a couple other people in the studio here with us tonight that are always going to be with us, and that is Mr. Scott Deal. He is our tech advisor.
Tech.
He is the tech guy. And Miss Tammy Allman.
Tammy needs a clap. Tammy gets the first clap of Low Down and Dirty.
That is correct. Tammy is a trooper tonight. She's a little bit under the weather, but she's decided to come in here and help us out. Without her technical expertise as well, we would be hurting even more than what we are right now. So we welcome them. We welcome all your listeners out there. And we want to get started on a few things here. There was a lot of racing this past weekend. And what we're going to do is I'd like to start talking about the Delaware State Championships.
Yes. I've never been there. You been down there?
Yes.
Lower Delaware. I've never been there.
Awesome, awesome facility. Love going down there. My dear old friend Don Marks and I used to go down there every year for the Delaware State Championships. And always had a great time. It has been so long since I've been down there, though they have changed the format. We always seen the Delaware State Championships on a Saturday-Sunday afternoon show format. They have since changed that to a Friday evening, Saturday evening program. And it's been very positive for the racers and the fans as well. It seems that the racing's a little bit better, and it just seems to work out a little bit better for all parties concerned. So we give a huge shout-out for Richie Pratt for winning the small block feature on Friday night.
Fast Pratt.
Yeah, he was on it. And I tell you what, another shout-out to our local here in the Bechtelsville area, to Nate Christman.
Yep.
I had several texts and information seen on Facebook that Nate put on an unbelievable show down there. And to the best of my knowledge, I don't think Nate has ran there too many times. So he did quite well.
That's Christmas meat.
That's the meat man.
That's the meat man.
So great job to Nate Christman on that.
Definitely.
I will give you the top 10 in a rundown here. Richie Pratt was the winner. Nate Christman was second. Aaron Corman's third. Flying Ryan Watt was fourth. Kevin Hertler fifth. David Van Horn was sixth. Keith Hoffman was seventh. H.J. Bunning, a familiar name to people that have been going to racing in Delaware for years and years. Ninth was Larry Solomon. And tenth was Brad Trice. Excuse me.
So half the guys are for local guys.
Yes. We always represent very, very well down there at the Delaware State Championships.
I just might have to take a bucket list and do that one.
We are on it, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Lots of racing down there. Late model division was won by another very familiar name in the Delaware area. It was Ricky Elliott. I'll go through the top 10 on that, which is Ricky Elliott was first. J.
Jamie Lathrom was second. Scotty Hawes was third. Roy
Scotty Hawes.
Fifth was David Williams. Sixth was Ross Robinson. Seventh was Andrew Mullins. Eighth, Kerry King. Ninth was Stacy Warrington. Tenth was Kerry King Jr. So great job by those guys right there.
How many tracks does Delaware have? They can't have too many tracks.
Two.
Georgetown and Delaware, right?
Yeah, and there's a couple of micro tracks down there, too.
Okay.
Delaware International and Georgetown are very similar. They're both big half miles, fast. Seeing racing there, like on a typical Friday or Saturday night at those speedways, is awesome. The good quality cars down there. They don't get a ton of cars, but the guys that are doing it down there are getting it week in and week out. It's an awesome show, awesome place to be.
I'll have to check that out one day.
Finishing,
another big weekend.
That is a big weekend. It's huge. It's whippy on the road that weekend.
They run against Eastern States, though. You know? And no offense, but Eastern States is like, that's the
pretty
oldest
amazing
running dirt race, you know, there is. And it's hard to go against tradition for me.
It is. It's tough. The Delaware State Championships traditionally were run the first weekend in November.
There it is. That's why, you know.
They had switched off here a little while back. And, again, it does seem to work out this way for them. It's tough when there's so many races at the end of the season now.
It's hard to find a weekend.
There is. Inevitably, something is going to overlap somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to happen again this weekend.
You're exactly right.
No.
What do we have this weekend?
Yeah. 5 Mile Point
and
Hagerstown. And also Mahoning Valley's got a race. So there's three races this weekend.
Three chances.
A race band, where do you go?
Yeah. Three chances for you guys to get out there and see some good racing somewhere.
Is there a three-sided quarter?
We need to find one of those.
Yeah.
Rounding out the Delaware State Championships here, they also run the AC Delco Modifieds, which is sort of like a sportsman division. Top 10 in that was Jordan Watson, was your winner. Chad Clark was second. Ryan Anderson was third. Joseph Tracy, fourth. Clay Tatman was fifth. Tim Trimble was sixth. Trent Wiley was seventh. John Curtis was eighth. Jeff Coffey was ninth. And Brandon Watkins was tenth.
Uh-oh, you don't got no more. That's it. What else you got?
Here's what I got here.
Here's what you were looking for.
See? Here's what I'm looking for.
This is new, Joe. See? Don't worry.
Organization is the key to success. That's why I'm locked out. So, here's the deal. Delaware International State Championships Big Block Division.
Big block.
Huge shout out to our local boy here, Rick Laubach, who took the checker flag oral.
Scooby!
He was the man that day. Second one to Billy Pouch. Third was H.J. You know that guy. I think you're familiar with him.
Billy Pouch.
H.J. Budding was third. Fourth was Richie Pratt. Fifth was Eric Corman. Sixth was Kevin Herthler. Seventh was our buddy Brad Brightbill.
Bad Brad.
Good run for him. Mm-hmm. Eighth was Jamie Mills. Ninth was David Van Horn Jr. And tenth was Kyle Bohrer.
Wow, they get a good field of guys down there.
Excellent field of guys down there. It's pretty amazing. It's actually a very good show. If you ever get a chance to get down there and see the Delaware State Championships, I highly, highly recommend it.
Oh, I got to go. I don't think I've – oh, wait, I lied. I've been to Dover, so I've been to a racetrack in Dover. Not a dirt track, though.
Got to get you to the dirt track, brother.
Got to get there.
We're all about
All about the dirt.
On the low down and dirty right here. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't have no Eastern States results, do you? Do you have a – other than I can tell you what happened.
Let me look into my little goodie bag here, and I just so happen to have
– for his eighth time.
Yeah, somebody you may be familiar with. I've heard this name tossed around a time or two in dirt track racing. Some guy by the name of Brett Hearn. You ever hear?
Yeah, they call him Broadway.
Broadway Brett Hearn.
Brett Hearn. Or the Dick Clark of dirt.
He's the Dick Clark of dirt. And I tell you what, it's class act.
Yes, he never ages.
Never.
Never ages.
He looks the same. He doesn't get dirty. His hair's never messed up. He doesn't sweat. I don't know how he does it, but he's the man.
I think he has a toupee in the hood under his helmet.
He He's just perfect all the time.
Class act.
So wait, where did that name come from? Where did that nickname come from?
Which one, Broadway?
Dick Clark. Of
well, me and Lenny.
There you go.
Me and Lenny made it up.
You heard it here, original.
Yeah. If you look at a picture of Brett in like 1984 or 5 when he drove the 72 AutoZone car.
Oh, absolutely.
He looks the same. It's, you know, that Route 84 overlook?
Yep.
There's a picture there, and there he is, and it's like, dude, you know.
The fifth where.
Yeah, you don't age, and it's great. And that was his 8th Eastern States win.
Unprecedented.
You know, plus he won Super Dirt Week. So he's been on a roll. You know, and then he won the small blocks Saturday. So
got the broom out, brother.
He got the broom.
Well, this is, we call Middletown, New York, the house that Hearns built. It's the Yankee Stadium of dirt racing. If you ever been to Eastern State?
No, sir, I have not.
I'll go to Delaware.
You go south. I'll head north. Thanks. We'll give each other a high five on the way.
Yep. So, but yeah, Eastern States is cool. I mean, I enjoy that one. And you know, it's a dirt race, you know, and it's a flat 5/8 hard clay. You're not gonna pass much, but in order for Brett to start on the pole, he had to earn it. Fastest time. You know, people are like, well, he started on a pole. Well, hey, you know, when fastest man always wins. Doesn't always win.
While you brought that up, what are your feelings about fastest guy starting on a pole?
It is what it is. You know, if they don't invert, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, fast guy on a pole, that's just how it is. You know, then the guys who are behind them, it's time to step the game up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says, well, I got a little more speed. Well, then you got to find it.
That's right. I personally, I'm not a fan of fast guy starting up front. From just a fan standpoint, I like to see him work a little bit. I guess if I was fast timer, I'm a huge fan of starting a heads up fast timer.
Number one, man. I want to be number one.
Everything's all a matter of perspective. It just depends on where you're sitting and where you're looking at it from. But Brett is just a class act, and really it's just amazing what he can do year in and year out. He's always at the top of his game. He's always very well prepared, him and his team. His immaculate, his race cars are immaculate and just awesome. Awesome equipment, well-maintained, very, very good representative of the sport.
Yeah, I mean, Brett brought corporate sponsors into dirt racing.
Yeah.
He brought Budweiser. You know, he was the stepping stone. He's the guy who did it, who started it. And
yeah.
you can't take that away from him.
No. Definitely has his act together. Very good at marketing himself and his entire race team, which is something that we in the dirt track racing world really need to step up all the way around. Dirt track racing isn't doing bad, but it's not doing great as a whole. So we need to do everything we can to keep the sport going that we all love.
Uh-oh. My phone's blowing up tonight.
You're a popular guy.
Yeah.
While you're checking your phone messages there, Whip, I will give a top 10 rundown from Eastern States.
Right down Broadway.
Yeah, baby. Okay, as we said earlier, Brett Hearn was your winner. Second was Billy Decker. Third was Timmy McCready. Fourth was Jimmy Phelps. Fifth was Justin Hares. Sixth was Matt Shepard. Seventh was Kenny Tremont Jr. Eighth was Tim Fuller. Ninth was Jerry Higbee. And 10th was Andy Bichetti. There's a lot of talent right there, just in those top 10. You got,
yeah, Friesen was, I think, a lap down.
Unusual for our buddy Stewie to be in the back there like that.
He didn't time well, and no. He just didn't have it.
I was there when he had his Middletown meltdown.
Oh, I've heard of it.
One of the wildest moments I'll ever see. Ever in my life.
Stewie's defense, people forget that racing is a competitive sport. And for these guys to operate at that level that they operate week in and week out, there's a lot of emotion and passion involved in this. And sometimes when things don't go your way, you got to vent. And I've never held that against anybody because they're just operating at a different level. You know, look, if you've ever driven down the road and somebody cuts you off and you want to choke them with your road rage, guess what? It's 100 times that on a racetrack because you're so keyed up. You want to get to the front. You're battling a car that may not be working as well as what it should be, and things are not going the way you want them to. So you're just jacked up. You're on edge. So you got to take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. You don't have to badmouth somebody if they do lose. They're cool. You know, hopefully there's no fisticuffs if he's just going to be ranting and raving and screaming, and within an hour he's probably going to be calmed down and everything's going to be good.
He earned a cool nickname. We gave him Middletown Meltdown.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs a nickname.
Now he's Eminem.
The Eminem guy. Yeah, and there's a lot of ladies
out
there.
Is that where that comes from?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the Middletown Meltdown comes from. Yep, Eminem. Eminem, yep.
There's a lot of ladies out there that would like him to melt in their mouth and not either.
Yep, that's Eminem. That's where that one came from. I got a nickname for everybody, man.
Wow. You know, I've heard it. I heard you use it. It's like, I don't know where it comes from. I have to ask him sometime. There you go. Well,
see that? More info from Lowdown to Dirty. See? We're on. Hey, do we got listeners? People listening?
We could, but we have nobody calling in waiting online or anything like that.
Do we know
that,
if anybody's listening?
Because
remember, folks, this is only a test. Damn it, give it a peace sign.
Two?
You really do?
Oh, she's going in back in the background of Garage Talk Live and trying to find the numbers, and she says we have two listeners.
All right. It's better than one.
This is the big leagues now.
Yeah. Well, you guys got me all high-teched up now.
When you got two listeners on your test show, I think that's speaking volumes, you know?
I do, too. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Hey, there was also a big micro sprint race this weekend.
There was.
And you got the press release.
And I have a press release. The Linda Speedway has held their national open this past weekend. I can't say enough nice things about Linda Speedway. It was my home track for about 10 years back in the mid-90s. Absolutely love this place. Love the Batts family. They're all great people. Everybody that races there is just there to have a good time. There's no showboating. There's no animosity. Everybody helps each other there. It's why I love small car racing. It's a huge deal. And their national open is an awesome event. Highly recommend getting to that track too someday if you've never been there. It's just an incredible deal. Tons of racing out there, and Mike Rutherford took home checkered laurels for the 270 sprints. I'll give you the top 10 rundown in this. It's kind of a who's who in micro sprint racing too. It's amazing amount of talent here. Mike Rutherford was your winner. Pete Skias was second. Ken Andreas was third. Greg Miller was fourth. Nick Skias was fifth. Ross Perchak, sixth. Pat Beeler, seventh. Mike Boyer was eighth. Todd Bertrand was ninth. And Jay Hartman was tenth. They unfortunately, typically, the Linda Speedway National Open is a two-day event.
Mm-hmm.
They will run time trials on a Friday night. They have a race of champions race that they run. Sort of get everything together Friday night, and then Saturday's the big hurrah.
Alphabet soup day.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, Friday night's program did get canceled out. So they were scrambling here to jam everything in there on Saturday, but they managed to get everything in. Everything went well. We have here 600.
Yes.
Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith.
The Kunkletown Rocket.
This kid is absolutely amazing. I've watched him race for a couple of years now in a small car division. He has also had the opportunity to run the 410 sprint car this year. This kid has nothing but good things coming his way. What an incredible talent. Shane Lewis picked up second. Mike Rutherford was third. Kyle Lick was fourth.
Good kid right there. I know Kyle Lick. Good kid.
Heard a lot of good things about Kyle Lick. Jim Young was fifth. Piper Mike Dicey was sixth. Paul Maxey was seventh. Dwayne Gutshall was eighth. Kobe Adams was ninth. And Jay Hartman was tenth. Great run by all those guys right there. And big shout out to Nick Skias, representing Linda Speedway in the Race of Champions 270 race. He won that, followed by Mike Rutherford, Ed Kenderdine, Jeff Hartman, Jared Kunkel, Ryan Frederick, Ken Andreas, Stephen Cox, Tim Smith, and Skeets Hockenbrock.
They had 86 270s. 86.
A ton of cars.
That's like wings everywhere.
Yeah. One division.
Yeah.
86 cars. 86. Unbelievable. Again, I've not I can't say this enough. These venues that we're talking about right now, such as Delaware International and Linda Speedway, if you haven't been to these places, please check them out. Please support them. They're great venues. There's always great racing, and that's why we're talking about them, because it is great racing. So get on out there and check them out and see what's going on. Linda Speedway, unless they're going to change their format for next year, but the last few years, it's only been a $6 general admission. And there's usually at least three or four divisions of racing every night.
Yep.
So,
and plenty of cars.
No cars.
There's always more than enough.
Always more than enough.
So
they're always sending people home on a trailer. So it's not like they're scrambling to make a field or anything like that. It's always good racing. And, again, you just get treated like a king out there. Everybody's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super people.
Yeah, $6, man. You can't beat that. And, if you know, you can't go out to the Grove on a Friday night, it's not as far as a ride. So,
right.
Yeah.
Get on out to Linda Speedway.
Yep. Good gig there. You know.
Awesome.
He went, no.
Yes.
Echoey. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
So. But, yeah. So, yeah, Linda's is good. Oh, Williams Grove, who won? I think, Rick Lafferty won Williams Grove, the Fall Fest.
Congratulations to him. Yep. I unfortunately have no information on Williams Grove.
And keep going. No, it's better. Better now. So, yeah, he won that. Pat Cannon won the 358s, and that's pretty much all I got.
Pat Cannon, awesome racer. I've seen him race out at the old Silver Spring Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, now we're reminiscing, awesome pal.
Yeah.
I missed that place.
Go back. We're kind of showing our age here a little bit, but
yeah,
we're old, but we've been around to a lot of dirt tracks. So
probably the best sprint car.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna bring our first guest in.
Who do we have?
We have... on a cell phone, calling in on his way home from work, Jeff Pfister.
I know this fella named Jeff Pfister.
Pfister!
Hey, yo. What's
Jeff
up?
Pfister, how are you doing this evening, buddy?
Just peachy.
Awesome. Did you get any rain this weekend, Jeff?
I did not.
Are you saving yourself for 5 mile point?
No, I'm actually not going to be around this weekend for any racing. I'm going out to Pittsburgh for the Steelers game. But
that's cool.
I was. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's a bus trip with a bunch of guys that go to the races. You know, Diamond Dog and his brother and Kevin Schaefer and a bunch of guys that I know that I met through, you know, going to Big Diamond. Ricky Yetter's going. The law. His wife.
Well, at least I have a lawyer on the scene.
At least you'll be able to get bailed out.
Yeah, it's helpful when you have a lawyer with you. You can get as much trouble as you want now.
So I'm looking forward to spending a fun weekend with those guys, and hopefully a Steelers win too. But
yeah, well, I wish you luck with that. And I tell you what, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like you're surrounding yourself with a lot of good racing people, and it ought to be a blast. And I know it's special for you to go out there because I know Pittsburgh holds a little bit of a special spot in your heart because that is kind of your hometown. So I hope you enjoy that weekend out there.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure it'll be a blast. I went 2 years ago for the first time on the bus, and oh my God, it was like the weekend of my life. It was great. So
good for you.
Glad I got the opportunity to do it again.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've been there 2 years ago, so it's every 2 years they allow you back into the city now, Jeff. Is that what it is?
Yeah, every 2 years they
don't let him back yet.
Give me permission to come back in.
have you been cleared to go back to Hagerstown?
That was my plan. That was my plan for the weekend. If the Steelers thing didn't work, I'm going to go back to Hagerstown and visit my old buddy, the fire hydrant there.
Fire hydrant.
I
hope you bring your own mop this time.
Get my picture taken next to the fire hydrant definitely be a little bit, smarter this time around.
Definitely made that Fireheart famous.
I did, and he made me famous. So he made me real famous. So, it works out for both of us, I guess.
Hey, Pfister, is there any truth to the rumor when you go to Hagerstown that there's kids that come up to you and they say to you, "Hi, Daddy"? Is there any truth to that?
Oh. Well, hey, I know that one. Good for you, Pfister.
No, that is just a rumor.
Okay, good.
Yeah, couple years ago before the fire hydrant and I met. We went over to the cantina, which is the club,
oh, yeah.
You know, as the Barracuda after the races, and they had the Halloween, you know, costume contest, and there was a guy in there that he almost looked like my twin. So I thought maybe I had a twin brother down there in Hagerstown, but I don't think so. I think he was just
when they created you, they threw away that mold. That's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's no doubt
yeah.
about that. That's
definitely.
Okay. For those of you listening out there that don't know, Jeff Pfister is actually a dear friend of all of us here at the radio show. He's an avid race fan, an extremely avid Jeff Strunk fan, and he gets around to a lot of different racetracks. He's very knowledgeable about the sport, and we're glad to have him on the show here tonight. So what do you have any racing rumors? Do you have anything going on? Do you have anything confirmed? What's your take on some of the things that may be going down at New Egypt? You've heard some of that?
I have.
What's your take on this whole engine rule package and the spec package? From what I have seen and read, there has been many people that are not real impressed with what's happening here. So I'd like to hear your opinion on this, Jeff.
My opinion is, well, I guess I could go. No, you got me still?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay. My opinion is, you know, if it's to help save the racers money, and the car owner's money, you know, then I'm all for it. But I don't really see that happening because there's still your top owners out there who are spending $35,000, $40,000, $45,000 on a small block. So, you know,
where's the justification?
Exactly. And there's guys out there that have big blocks, and now they're going to have small blocks built because they don't have them. And that's not saving any money. So, and I also hear something about a purse decrease. What, $1,700 or something to win instead of what they were paying, $25 or $3. I'm not even sure what they were paying, but
yeah, we'll have to see if we can confirm that. That is just hearsay at this point in time. But if we can get more information on that, what happens in a situation like this, Jeff, is when you have a growing pain, and that's what I'm going to call this for lack of better terms at this point in time. Those first few years. Probably eventually, with new people coming into the sport or people moving up to the small block ranks, it will save those guys some money. But those people, like you said, that have the big blocks now, it's a bad situation for them. It's tough. Now some of them may be forced to make a decision as to whether they want to
come
north. Yeah, and head to the big 5.8s. Which is a very valid possibility. So this could, you know, for every positive and negative thing that goes up, for every negative thing that happens, there's always something positive that comes out of it. And this could very well be a resurgence for Bridgeport Speedway.
Absolutely.
So
definitely.
You know, I
think that Grandview could benefit as well. You know, with their car counts and even their fan count, you know, because I see a lot of, I'm sure there's people who aren't saying anything. And I'm sure there's people who are for this move. Mm-hmm. But, of course, all you're going to see is the negative, you know, when you go online or on South Jersey or Facebook.
No.
You're not going to see people saying, oh, you know, yeah, I'm all for it. All you're going to see is people saying, well, this sucks and this is ridiculous and, you know, I'm going to go elsewhere. And all I can say is, you know, it's a business decision from what I understand in the end. And, you know, I hope it works out for everybody because the last thing we need to see is another racetrack close, you know, and become a shopping mall or a housing development, especially
exactly
in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, and I love New Egypt. I love New Egypt.
Awesome facility.
You know,
I truly don't think you'll know what's going on until the day, opening day. That's when you're going to know.
Yeah.
Truthfully, if this is going to work or not. People will hee-haw around, bitch and piss and moan, but you ain't going to know until opening day.
Let's just hope that everybody continues to patronize both of these facilities.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they're running out in New Jersey. Their options are dwindling fast.
Billy Pout shops at the Walmart now where he used to race. That's got to
hurt.
That's kind of sad.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's Billy Pouch cruising with a shopping cart down aisle 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's where he Where he used to be swinging it sideways and kicking butt, he's now dragging a shopping cart. I know.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of crazy.
Wonder if he ever gets tempted to, you know, use the rub rails on the shopping cart there when he's going through the aisle.
Smash everything. Knock everything off the shelf.
This is how we used to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame.
Out of the way, man.
No, and I mean, New Egypt, great. I love New Egypt. I love Bridgeport. I love them both. But, you know.
Flemington was king.
Flemington was the king.
Love Flemington.
Love it. And
yeah.
For them to go small block race, all that's going to do is make big block boat anchors.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't work that way. You know, Jeff, you brought up a really good point here a little bit ago. You said it was a business decision. And what a lot of us fans don't realize is these racetracks are a business.
Oh, yeah.
And we tend to forget that. You know, they're in the business of entertaining. They provide us with a facility and a place for people to race and a place for us as fans to go watch. So a lot of fans always feel it's an us versus them kind of scenario, and it's really not. They're trying to do the best thing that they can do and make the right decisions that they can for their fans and for their racers. Nobody's intentionally out to screw anybody over or anything like that. So, you know,
like you said, they're an entertainment provider, but they're also in it to make money. And if they're going to be in this and lose money every year, then they need to make some changes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even have to think about racing. You know, you could go as far as saying a garage sale. You know, a neighborhood plans a garage sale, and they're calling for a hurricane that weekend. Are you going to have it?
No.
No, because nobody's going to come out. Nobody's going to support your sales. Nobody's going to buy anything. So you wait until the weather's nice the next weekend, and then you run your show. You know what I mean?
It's a very simple concept, but, you know, again, a lot of racers feel it's, the track's screwing us. They just wanted to cancel. No, these tracks want to be open. They want fans. They want cars. That's how they make their money. And, you know, they do everything possible to get these shows in and get them done. So I've never been a big fan of the whole bashing of racetracks when they're trying to make a decision. And let's face facts here, weather people that make gobs of money per year are generally wrong on most days. So how can we predict the weather? You just don't know. You don't know how things are going to go.
I know.
Yeah. Whenever they go, however, the weather people.
Yes.
However,
our spaghetti models show
this could move this way. However.
However.
We have models on our show.
There's always a however.
Yeah. It is crazy.
Hey, Fester, who did the Steelers play? I hope they don't play Cincinnati again.
No, they escaped with a win. Not a very convincing win, in my opinion, but, you know, they got the W. They face RG3 and the Redskins this weekend.
Ooh!
That
could be interesting.
In a loss, he looked good.
Yeah,
you better go look at the Giants tape.
I watched that game, you know, because I knew this, you know, the Steelers were facing them next week. I wanted to see what we were going to have. And, you know, with all the Steelers injuries, and I'm not making excuses, but, you know, a guy like RG3, you know, they better keep their eye on him because I'm not as afraid of him through the air as I am with what he can do on the ground, you know, with his feet.
He can beat you up.
Yeah, he could definitely, you know, our guys on defense are good, but they're just getting older and slower. They're definitely not
Delaware.
As fast as what they were a couple years ago, and RG3 could probably run circles around, you know, some of our guys now. But
well, that's cool. I hope for your sake that you go out there and everybody that you're going with, I presume is a Steelers fan, and hopefully the black and gold can pull off the win, and you guys have a great time. And now, since you're going to a football game this weekend, do you have any racing plans for the rest of the year? Or are you just going to kind of take the rest of the year off from racing right now?
I would not like to do that. Next weekend, I know it was all the bigs, you know, the big show down in Charlotte. I don't know if there's any local racing. I think Georgetown has a show. I'd love to get there down there. I've never been there before. But got a big thing, you know, going on Saturday, November 3rd. Brad Missimer's getting married.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'll be attending that wedding and looking forward to having a good time there. Then November 10th, got another wedding, reception to attend, you know, for Bobby and Monica. Joey, you know about that?
Yes, sir.
So there goes, I think Brits Court that weekend.
Yep.
They're all biting the dust.
Really?
I've never been to Wall. Never been to Wall for the Turkey Derby.
Yeah.
I've always had to work that weekend, so I'm looking forward to maybe hitting that.
Oh, get there about 7 in the morning if you want to.
Yeah, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's not freezing cold, you know what I mean, which I know it has been in years past.
Friday.
I can stay there. I can sit there all day and watch racing.
Good for you. That's a race fan right there. That's what we like to hear.
I've never seen Jimmy Blewett, you know, run on an asphalt track. I'd like to go down there and watch him.
Asphalt.
Supports my boy Jeff Strunk. So, you know, like to get out there and see Jimmy, maybe meet him. You know, I hear he's a pretty cool guy.
Heard that.
And
yeah,
then,
he certainly hooked your boy Jeffrey up this year with a nice quality ride at Syracuse, and Jeff was able to pull out an eighth on that deal, which was awesome for him.
I got breaking news.
Yeah. What's that?
Well, he's not going to be – he's going to be a five-mile point, but apparently not in the 357.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I was wondering if and when, you know, he might show up. Either Hagerstown or 5 Mile Point this weekend, but
I heard 5 Mile Point, but not in the 357. But a car number that's in there, the 357, one of those numbers will be his car number.
Nice.
Gee, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can't give a car number, you know.
No.
So he's in a 35, a 57, a 37,
a 7,
a 5.
A five with a J, like a Grammys five, maybe.
Hey, no, you never know.
Like a five.
Just a five. Yeah, never.
Big
know.
Shout out, big shout out to my boy Joey Grammys for winning that 10-can championship this year too.
How about
those boys work hard? They have full time jobs. You know, they're not full time racers. They work hard. They're two of the nicest guys you know I've met. Glad
great
to see them get some success.
Plug and slam.
Plug and slam. You know, I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true to be on a race car. You know, slug and slam. That's
plug
awesome.
And slam.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Absolutely
perfect.
Yeah, huge shout out to them. Yeah, it was great. Great year for them. And congrats to them.
And congrats to Brett Hearn, too. He's had one heck of a season here at the end.
He's unreal.
Because the old man can still get it done.
He's not
and
old.
I don't care. I don't care what people say. I read something last night. It pissed me off. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. You can say it. We're internet, man.
I read something last night that pissed me off on South Jersey about, you know, Brett does it from the pole again. Well, guess what, buddy? You got to earn that pole.
That's a ride.
Get it. You got to earn the pole and you got to stay there.
It ain't given to you.
I'm the fastest. I start up front.
I mean, hey. You know, you still got to hold back 40-odd guys, you know, some of the best in the business for 200 laps. So
with a mandatory pit stop. So
a lot of stuff can happen.
Yeah.
Yes, that changes the game completely. Uh-huh.
Someone else told me something about the race at Orange County, and I wasn't there. I had hoped to have been. It would have been my first trip ever up to Orange County, but things just didn't work out. There was a mandatory pit stop, and apparently there was some confusion with dirt officials or something, and half the field pitted and got to resume in the middle of the field and didn't have to go back to the rear.
Because they blended in.
Yeah, they blended in, and Brett was included in that. But here's my thing.
Yes.
What if you're under caution? You're going around at a pace that, hey, Brett Hearn's able to pit, come back out, blend with the field on the backstretch. Why should he have to go all the way to the back?
Exactly.
If he comes out in 18th spot and the other guys behind him didn't get the pit yet, well, hey, it's just like NASCAR. You come out of the pit, you blend in.
Bingo.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go to the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't have a white line that you can't pass over or nothing. You know?
No, there's no official with a stop go paddle. You know that says wait for the field to come by.
Good point.
But realistically, that must be a scorer's nightmare, though.
Oh, yeah. It has to be a scorer's
nightmare. Definitely.
But
I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding, you know, the way the rules are, but to me, hey, if you have a fast enough crew to get in and out and you don't lose all those positions, kudos to you.
It's the same at Syracuse. It's the same thing at Syracuse that happens. stops, you know. Those are like the only two dirt races anymore that have mandatory pit stops.
Right.
Years ago, there used to be three or four of them. Those are the only two. And Middletown is jammed up when it comes to pulling in for a heat or for your pit stop. It's a mess.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, if the track isn't wide to begin with, and then the pit lane is atrocious from what I've seen.
It's like two cars wide.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
Nobody's pitted straight. Everybody's aimed.
Exactly. You can make pocket sideways. It's a zoo, man. It's a zoo.
I've never been there, like I said, but I have seen it on video. And it looks like I wouldn't want to be down there working on one of those cars. It looks pretty crazy.
You want to go to Middletown Eastern States next year, Pfister? Let me know.
All right.
All right. There you have it.
Yeah.
You've been invited.
I'll be your chaperone.
All right. That sounds good.
No,
that's scary.
Yeah. It doesn't sound good. You know what? I don't think Jeff's ever ran Eastern States.
I'm not sure.
He has.
Jeff would know.
Yeah, Jeff
Pfister would
know.
Yeah. Pfister would know.
I'm not sure if he ran it with Chad Finnan or not.
He did.
I know he ran it with Keith Ralphie with the 93, the Auger 93.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Now we're
on back.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he ran it.
Turning.
You know, two, three times, one time. I'm not sure about that, but I do know he's been up there.
Wow. Here's a question for the panel here.
Uh-huh.
Why don't guys from down here go up to the Eastern States more? Is it because of the tires? Is it the tire deal?
I think it's the tire deal because it's just an expense.
Hoosier,
yeah,
right.
You know, they don't race Hoosiers. You know, just like when they come down here and run the 76er or the Force Rogers.
Right.
You know, guys cry.
Well, here's a question we got to get out today. Dale's announced that he had this show. He's going to do this show in mid-June, over at New Egypt, right?
Right.
So.
Open tire or what?
What? Exactly.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
You know what? It probably won't be because if Brett's kind of associated with that American Racer thing.
Yeah. But Friesen's co-promoter, right?
Yeah.
He's a third boy. So is that
a
Hoosier deal, are we waiving the tire deal then?
I don't know. I have to check into that.
I'm not sure.
I'll have to investigate.
Yes, I'm not sure, but Brett has, an amazing ability to kind of lump all the rules and regulations together.
ROC, PA, New Jersey. Dirt all of a sudden come together when Brett brings a show on, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
he's a master at that, so he will get everybody covered.
Well, you know what? I think we just have to have Brett on and explain all that.
There you have it.
That's it.
All right, well, we'll line that up.
Sounds like
a
plan to me. It's a very good question.
I think that'll be a good show.
Yeah.
I prefer an open tire rule. I hate tire rules.
Absolutely.
I
like sail panels.
I love sail panels. I know a lot of people don't. Whippy was shaking his head.
I'm for it against, you know. It's more vinyl.
True.
Yeah,
keep
the vinyl guys in business, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got to keep running vinyl. So if you need any vinyl lettering, please stop Joey Adams lettering.
In
our
downtown.
First commercial break.
So, Pfister, you're going to go to a super. You're going to go to a football game and two weddings.
Yep.
In the next 3 weeks, man.
Yeah.
I'm going three races.
But Pfister, you've been to more races than just about anybody this year. Do you have a count on how many you've been to this year?
Yeah. How many?
I actually don't have an official count.
You got to keep an official count, man.
You got to have a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I should start counting more. The goal is to add more tracks. You know, I've been to Grandview. I've been to all the PA tracks that run mods. I've been to Lernerville. I've been to Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Those are both beautiful facilities.
Yep.
I've never been to, like, Dog Hollow or Hamlin or Clinton County or, you know,
Well, I've seen you out at Lincoln already.
Yeah, I've been to Lincoln. I enjoy going out there. It's a great facility. I usually like to go out there early in the year, you know, for the icebreaker. You never know who's going to show up for that event. And
I think I've seen
you
at the Grove, too.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the Grove. It's been a while since I've been out there. Another top-notch facility. I'm more of a modified guy, of course, than I am sprints. I do like the sprint cars. But they don't have that close side-by-side contact, you know, three-wide racing all the time. You know, they're
go west,
more...
young man. Go west.
Go west.
Yeah.
Go wingless, my man.
Yes.
And yeah, that was the next part I'm getting to. You know, I love the USAC sprints.
They're awesome. Love them, too.
When I look forward to their tour here every year. And, you know, I like... believe it or not, you know, a lot of people don't stick around for, like, the Road Runners at Big Diamond or, you know, that kind of class. But that's grassroots real racing. And
those guys
typically
put on a very good show.
Full Thunder Madness,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
They do. They do. And I enjoy watching those guys because we all know they're not loaded for cash. Most of them have full-time jobs, and they just do it for fun.
Yeah.
You know, some of them end up being guys that we root for in the modifieds or in the sprints,
right,
you know, later down the line in the late models. But I enjoy that type of racing. A lot of times it's the best show of the night, you know. They don't have 15 caution flags because they are able to spin out, keep going. You know,
well, sometimes
whatever.
That's all on the flagger there.
Yeah, I agree there. A lot of time, yep. He'll give them the time to see if he can get going. And,
right.
But, yeah, I enjoy all kinds of racing. You
know, ever been to Kutztown?
No. I've never been up to the fairgrounds in Kutztown.
Oh.
Oh. Then you like wingless, then you would like that.
There's a lot of things happening in Kutztown for the 2013 season. A lot of things.
We're going to have Richie on here and explain the whole deal.
There's one for your bucket list, Fister.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'll have to, like, work early. I work till 8 o'clock on weekdays, so, you know, that's kind of difficult for me to get there.
Get sick around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I can make it work if I have to. I do want to get up there because, you know, my buddy Chris Noble, he's been up there and he said it was more enjoyable than sometimes going to races, you know, on a Saturday or Sunday or Friday or Saturday night at one of our regular tracks like Diamond or Grandview.
Yeah, Chris and I have talked about this before, and this is the other reason why I enjoy the small car racing so much. It's very low key. Everybody's just there to have a good time. You don't have fans standing up and booing some of the racers or giving them
the finger. Yeah.
Some of the nasty that happened, you know, at some of our other local racetracks. And, you know, it's not the racetrack's fault. It's just, it's everything's hyped up. Everybody's jacked up and everybody's got their favorite.
Yeah.
It's a much more lower key atmosphere and it's great racing. 600 wingless at Kutztown is really
a hard to beat show.
That is unbelievable. That's why I'm there every Wednesday night throughout the summer season. So it's great racing. I highly recommend it to get up there. And now that things are going to be changing up there, and as Scott had mentioned before, we are going to have Rich Tobias on here explaining what's going on with the facility because there is some big, big changes in order for next year. We'll let him delve into that a little bit deeper. So, but it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be some great racing, as always. The only thing that I'm a little disappointed about is the 600 Modifieds are not going to be for next year. 600 Modifieds put on a great show up there at Kutztown. I love them. And have a lot of friends.
It's got to be a great size track for them, I'm sure.
It was perfect for them. It really was. It's a shame that they're not going to be there. But
politics.
Well, and that's part of racing.
Part of racing.
Yeah.
Racing can be a very dirty business at times, and that's part of the deal that we got to deal with. And we just got to make the best of it and move on. But I think we're going to be in pretty good shape next year for Kutztown Speedway. You got to get up there, buddy.
Yeah, I'll definitely get up there next year for sure.
My
bucket
list track is Kokomo.
Oh! I've been there.
Let's go.
Love it.
I hate you.
Kokomo, Bloomington, I've been out west.
Gas City.
Yes, I've been out west, and let me tell you guys, that's
it ruins you, right, Whit?
Oh, it ruins you, because there's a curve out there that, like, you've never seen.
I have watched so many videos online, and I can't get enough of it.
I know.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, and out west, I go out for USAC Midget Week. Mm-hmm. So the midgets are the headline division. The 410 sprint cars will run the track in.
They're the support.
They are the street stocks.
That is awesome.
For the week. And you don't see that.
No. They pull cars for that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that.
Yeah, the car count.
Yeah.
The car count is phenomenal for both divisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understand, a couple buddies of mine went out and did the Indiana tour this year, and they definitely plan on going back. They said it was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. You go to El Toro, and then you go to Indiana. It's all right there.
Eldora is another one on my bucket list. So is the Chili Bowl.
Let me know when you want to go.
Let's go. We got a road trip planned out here. This is awesome.
Real.
Yeah. The Chili Bowl, I definitely want to do that. Lebanon Valley in New York. I want to do Lebanon Valley.
That's too far.
What's another one? Charlotte.
You been to the Wheels? Been to Rolling Wheels?
Nope. Never been to Rolling Wheels.
Super Dirt Week?
No. No, I've never been to Syracuse.
Come on. Jeff's been to Super Dirt Week and you never made it?
I've never been to Syracuse either.
Wow.
I have never been to Syracuse, and everybody keeps telling me you got to go before they close it, you know.
They'll never close it probably, but it ain't what it used to be, but it's still fun.
And I understand that too, but I have a bunch of buddies that go up, of course, and, you know, I'd like to go up and hang out a couple days up there, and I guess there's a race or something that weekend.
I heard it was a party, and then they throw in a race just for entertainment.
Just for entertainment.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Years ago, they used to pick you up at the infield bar with a shuttle bus.
Yeah.
Take you to the red light district.
Wow.
Where are you going to find that?
Only at the mile.
Only at the mile.
That is cool.
And then they just started bringing the strippers right to the infield bar.
Oh, he
now. I was going to say, now they brought the red light district to the track. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that is totally a point.
You can just stumble right over there.
It's Syracuse has got stories that people, you got to keep them in Syracuse.
I guess what happens in Syracuse stays in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome.
Well, I think we need to have Jeff back on as a
Jeff,
fan.
He's a fan's fan.
Absolutely. Yeah. We really appreciate you calling in, and we do wish you luck for this weekend's football game that you're going to be attending. Tell
go Redskins! No, I got to root for Pittsburgh. I'm a Giants fan.
Here we go. But all the people that you're going with there, Jeff, make sure that all their friends here at Low Down and Dirty said hi and hope they have a great weekend and hope you guys have a blast.
How about the show?
Yeah, I definitely will. I will definitely
long
mention
bus
it.
Ride?
it's an interesting bus ride though.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a good time. Win or lose, I'm sure it'll be a blast.
You guys got me way too tech.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kip. I'm really sorry.
Sorry about that, Jeff. Scott has just put up on a projection screen what he is seeing on his computer, and Whip is mesmerized. This is way too high tech for him. Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah, you've got to visit Command Central sometime to see this.
Command Central!
Oh, hey now. That's major.
This is pretty techy.
Well, Jeff, listen, we appreciate you calling in tonight, and we are definitely going to have you back on the show again real soon. It's been an absolute pleasure for us chatting with you, and we do appreciate your knowledge of racing.
Hey, anytime. I look forward to calling in.
You were the first guest on Lowdown and Dirty.
Hey, that's awesome.
I tell you what, that and a dollar should get you a cup of coffee at one point.
Yeah.
That's pretty major right there. You got the touch. You're wearing the belt right now, but
I'll settle for a schmuff and a cheat. Right,
Joe? Oh, see, now you're cooking with you. Mr. Pfister and I have enjoyed many schmuffins and cheats on the ride home from Big Diamond Speedway.
Nice.
All right. We've been in the parking lot for hours.
Ew, I like the parking lots.
Hey now.
Oh, yeah. Not that parking lot, Whip.
Oh, all right.
Jeffrey, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a good evening, and we'll be chatting with you real soon, my friend.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Take care now.
See you, Jeff.
Yep, have a good night. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Goodness. Great having Jeff on the show here. Awesome fan.
Oh, he's into it.
Yeah, great guy. We need to have him more often. Hopefully he can get freed up on a Tuesday night when we're doing the show, and he can call in and let us know what's happening. So,
because we are live every Tuesday night now.
We are live. And I tell you what we're going to do now, guys. We're going to take a break here for a couple minutes so we can catch our breath, get a little sip of water, and we'll be back here in a couple minutes and chat about the Fort Dart Track Race. We'll see you in a couple.
back to Low Down and Dirty.
We just took a
smoke break.
We need a little smoke break here. Gather our thoughts a little bit. Low Down and Dirty has a couple things cooking here. We are planning to head down to Bridgeport Speedway for the November 10th show.
The Big 5/8. The Doug
big.
Hoffman, Gina Hoffman.
Yes.
Track.
Awesome to see Doug involved in motorsports again. Love to see him behind a wheel. That would be awesome. But at least he's involved in motorsports in some capacity, which is a win for all of us. He brings a vast knowledge of experience from both sides of the fence.
Yeah, and apparently they were thinking about switching to a Friday night.
Yeah, the latest news on that was, and on another radio show Doug was on earlier this week, and he sort of dispelled those rumors and said, with what's going on at New Egypt, he's pretty much going to stay. Thinking right now that he's staying on Saturday night, which is good news.
Thinking right, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and if New Egypt does do what they're saying, I mean, truthfully, how many cars are really going to,
I don't know. Is Billy Couch going to want to run big block and go down to, is Ryan Godown going to run big blocks? We don't. That's all up in the area. But we'll bring it to you when we
know. I want to know where Nicholas Buffalino is going to be going.
That car. That, I think, is the best looking. That 2B is the greatest looking race car I've seen in years. It's so simple. It's so nice. I do believe Kaz lettered that car. It's just fabulous. I love it.
Yep. I like the name, Buffalino.
It's kind of cool.
Ain't Italian at all.
Kind of cool. I am friends with Ryan Godown on Facebook, and I certainly do not want to speak for him, but he did display a little displeasure as to what was happening.
Oh, really?
Well.
Yeah. Again, I'm not going to speak for him, but he wasn't doing cartwheels over
but
the decision.
Didn't New Egypt let him run the small blocks?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania small blocks?
It seems like everybody thinks it's a big surprise, but this was like a year ago when they were talking about this. So why is everybody all jacked up about it now? I have no idea.
The dude who owns Neil the Wheel, the same guy owns the car?
Yes.
The same guy who owns New Egypt?
Neil Williams, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Neil the Wheel, he wasn't too kind on them small blocks. He was twisting them this year.
Yeah, he blew a bunch.
Yeah.
They uncorked quite a few down there.
Yeah. I mean, whenever he was up at Big Diamond, man, that thing was screaming.
Yeah.
So, and Neil the Wheel, I like watching Neil the Wheel.
Yeah, he took a dump in the sixer, though, didn't he?
Oh, he's spectacular.
Yeah.
You know? It was a spectacular run. You know, you can't go in between a car and a guardrail.
No.
It ain't going to work.
You can try.
You can try.
He gave it a shot. We'll give him an A for effort.
He put on a show.
It didn't work out to his benefit.
Yeah. You just have to wait till opening night. See who's winning.
See what's up.
See where the fans are? So the fans are, you're going to, as a fan, if you're loyal to Bridgeport, you're going to stay there.
That's right.
If you're loyal to New Egypt, you're going to stay there. If your guy goes to some other track,
you're
going to
go over there.
You're going to go. So it doesn't matter. But you can't close the place.
So all this craziness going on South Jersey is probably really a half a dozen fans that are just acting crazy. Yeah. You know, it's not, I don't think it's speaking for the masses, you know, in any way.
And those people probably live 10 minutes from both tracks.
Exactly.
You know? So, I mean, for me to get to New Egypt's a 2-hour trope.
Yeah.
You know? Bridgeport's an hour and 45 minutes. Or hour. If you're hauling the van, again, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know? But
I can do it in an hour 20, but that's.
Yeah. You know? That's crazy.
It'll all work out in the end. It always does.
Yeah, exactly. It'll all work out. You know? You don't want to see tracks close, but.
No.
But, I mean, we are trying to do that. That would be cool if we could do a live showdown.
Yes,
that's the plan.
If we go to Bridgeport Speedway on November 10th, we would like to do a live remote broadcast right from the Speedway. Perhaps we could pull a couple of drivers in, speak to them, what their thoughts are prior to going into the race, maybe even get Doug and Gene over here, see what their thoughts are.
That's who we'd have to do.
And, try to make it as entertaining and informative for you as possible.
Bridgeport's cool. I love Bridgeport.
Yeah, and what's cool about our deal here is that we can record that, and it can be at your pleasure. You sit down Sunday afternoon and you want to listen to it, you just come on the website and go on on-demand broadcasts and dial it up. You know?
It's Mrs. A. Hi, Mrs. A.
This is Adam.
Got a visitor.
There's no hiding on this show.
Yes, Scott brought up a very important point there. These shows are live, but they are all archived on Blog Talk Radio, Garage Talk Live. So you can go back and enjoy them anytime you want for your listening pleasure.
We have Tammy to thank for that.
Yes,
thank you, Tammy.
You rock, Tammy.
You too.
One other thing I wanted to touch on here is that Tony Stewart may have something going on at his speedway. Do you hear anything about that, Whip?
I think this would work.
What do you got cooking?
Trucks on the dirt at the El Duro Speedway.
Wow.
I don't think you would want a 32-car field, though. Maybe 24, 20.
24 would be good.
Be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's where he's probably going to have an issue because, you know, sponsorships and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where he's going to have the issue. Because there ain't no way you're going to put 40, or what are they, around 32?
What they start?
38? Yeah, you ain't going to put that many trucks on. I mean, why not? ARCA runs on a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they run a DuCoin.
I think it's an interesting concept. It's something fresh, it's something new. Tony was quoted as saying I would be ecstatic. So I think he's a little geared up about it. Hopefully it could work out.
I've seen Tony at El Duro at his finest working. When the sprint car ripped the catch fence down, he was actually working on the catch fence. You know, he had his Home Depot tools, Husky tools,
nice,
out there, and he was working on the fence.
Yeah.
So Tony's into it, and I mean, because I went to I love El Duro. It's like my all-time favorite tracks.
Awesome
stuff. So, I don't know if I'd go to that though, because he ditched the Prelude to the Dream, the NASCAR gig.
Yes.
He ditched that so he could concentrate on the World 100.
Yeah.
Being a better for the late models. And here's the other thing. If you've never been to El Duro for late models, that's a whole new crowd. Them people they're crazier than sprint car people. They're nuts.
Crazier than sprint car
people? Crazier. They're nuts.
Crazier than Beer Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty major.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bar at El Duro Speedway. You can get a drink and walk to your seat. How many drinks should you do that at?
That would be a cool
deal. You can go get
a
gin and tonic and go sit down.
Now, didn't Orange County years ago
have the 31st lap?
Okay.
That's right. The 31st
didn't
lap.
Didn't Hagerstown still
here? You're not going to get it by me.
Yeah, 31st lap still does exist at Middletown.
Did Hagerstown Speedway sell beer at their facility?
I don't think they ever did, because years ago we had to throw the cooler over the fence to get the beer in.
Oh, you wouldn't do that.
No.
That was a friend of yours that did that.
Yeah, yeah. But this is going 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Back when it was a big cooler, too.
Yeah.
All the ice fell out, but we got all the get all the beer.
You had the beer.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
So, so that would be cool. I mean, and then we got, I don't know who's going to watch this, though, because Speed's going to air Super Dirt Week on Saturday night at 7:30. And I won't be home.
Just record it, baby. Check it out later.
Yeah, I still got a VCR. Y'all got me too high tech, man.
You got a VCR and an Etch-a-Sketch iPad.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's, don't mention Etch-a-Sketch went up 1,000%, man. They mentioned that. They sold it over. It's crazy. Idiots last night, man. You didn't want to smash your TV watching that presidential debate.
Yeah, oh, don't get me started with it.
That's a whole other deal.
Oh, man.
So Syracuse will be on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you already know one.
I might watch the debate rather than watching Syracuse.
Not going to Final Point? Not going to the Valley?
Well, you know what? You know where I want to go?
Where you going to go?
I want to go to Susky this weekend.
You know, that'd be a good show. I forgot about the Candy Bowl. They got Sportsman Modified.
You're right.
ARDC Midgets.
ARDC Midgets are the headliner for that.
Yeah.
We apologize, Susquehanna Speedway.
Sorry, Sus. Sorry, Mr. Godfrey.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, head on out to the Candy Bowl.
There's four tracks you could go to this week.
Yeah.
There's a lot of racing this weekend.
A lot of racing, I mean, remember when the season used to end, like, after September?
Labor Day. Yeah. You had a traditional 6 months off. You know, now it's down to three.
Not even.
What makes it tough is it really tightens up the reins for
you.
Car manufacturers, guys like me that letter race cars, and guys that built bodies, because that time frame has shrunk so significantly. Everything is kind of all at once. So
yeah.
It keeps us on our toes.
And, you know, and plus, I mean, has anybody you know going to Charlotte?
Racing-wise, no.
Yeah.
Fan-wise, yes.
Fan-wise, yes, but not car. Because I was just curious, I mean, you know, because that's coming up, too, and that's televised, so people want brand-new-looking metal.
Everybody wants to be fresh for that.
Everybody wants to be shiny. That's,
you are in the spotlight that night. Great way to, you know, show off your sponsors and show their wares and show what's going on there.
Yep.
Great venue to get involved in. And,
I mean, and if you're going to Charlotte, have fun.
Yeah, have a blast.
Get it on it. Won't do it again.
It's a big, big ordeal.
It's nuts down there.
Something else. One thing before we wrap up here tonight, I would like to dedicate this entire show to a very dear friend of the Grandview racing community. We lost one of our buddies this past week, Mr. Frank Hallman. Many of you may not know his name, but I'm sure you know his face. He was always at the gate as you went into the pit entrance, always smiling, always busting on you, always laughing. He is going to be sadly, sadly missed. And I just like to send my condolences to his son Keith and the rest of his family. Frank unfortunately lost his wife a few years ago, and Frank and I talked about this many times. He missed his wife dearly, and I'm happy for him that he's able to spend some time with her now. So I'm sure they're looking down and smiling on us. We want to dedicate this entire show to him and his family and his memory and his honor. Great guy, and he will be sadly missed.
Yes. Yeah. That's sad.
It really is. We appreciate everybody tuning in tonight, listening. Thanks again to Jeff Pfister for calling in. It was a great interview with you.
We did it, guys.
We filled it up, plus.
No longer a test. This is no longer a test.
No longer a test, man. Next week, we are game on.
It is game on. So, for my co-host, Brian Whitman.
You can just call me Whippy's fine. You can
Whippy.
Brian Whitman stuff.
And myself, Adams, we appreciate you tuning in, and we'd like to see you back here again next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Call in with questions, Skype in. We got all kinds of things to talk about. Don't hesitate to ask us any questions. We may not give you the answers you want to hear, but we're going to give you an answer. So until then, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Rock. No sweat.